I'm Miriam Neff with New Beginnings. I'm remembering the thousands in prison this month for their faith. The Apostle Paul shared that experience and was still content. We do well to remind ourselves of the blessing we have today in our country. Karen Mulder says it well in Wisdom of the Wounded. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." This season, we'll be tempted to think of what we wish to buy, who we wish to spend time with, and whether all holiday expectations are met. Instead, let's pray for the persecuted and simply give thanks whatever our circumstances.
This feature at widowconnection.com.